It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Sue Millender, NDSU Extension Educator. Sue, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
We're about a week away from 4-H Achievement Days, and just as we say, it will be 1 week from today. So I bet you've got a few details for us to, some reminders as well to talk about, right?
Exactly, Steve. And it is shaping up to be a jam-packed week. It starts on July 7th, which is when the youth interview, and then it goes the 8th as well as the 9th. So our 4-H'ers are going to be showcasing the projects that they've worked on all year, and we are so excited to get this week up and going.
Well, let's take a step back, Sue, and a lot of people listening probably grew up in 4-H themselves and can share a little history and how the program has changed over the years.
Absolutely. I always get a big smile and a story or two when someone hears 4-H and remembers their time in the program. So, Steve, it's been around for generations. As you know, many people remember the Boys and Girls Clubs focused on traditional projects. Today, 4-H has grown to include a huge variety of projects, more than you might even expect.
Well, what kind of projects are we talking about, Sue?
So, Steve, we still have the classics like cooking and baking and sewing and woodworking and welding, and then, of course, ag-related projects like livestock and horticulture. But we've expanded into shooting sports like archery. We've got technology projects like videography and robotics, and even engineering and design. Plus, we offer contests throughout the year, like clothing review, communication arts, which is our speech contest. We have a contest called Consumer Decision Making, which helps youth learn how to make smart choices when shopping.
Sounds like 4-H has really evolved over the years.
Oh man, has it. Today, 4-H is recognized as a positive youth development organization, and we build character through the core values of trustworthiness, respect, responsibility, fairness, caring, and citizenship. But, Steve, let's get back to Achievement Days. Like I said, it officially kicks off on Monday, July 7th.
And that's 1 week from today. So tell us what's happening that week.
Yeah, so on Monday, we're going to start off with Project Expo and Think Science Fair meets 4-H. And then we go into clothing review for those who have sewn or styled garments. And then we move into static interview judging, which covers all non-animal projects. So this is a time when youth talk directly with a judge about their work and what they've learned. So it's about the project, but it's also about communication as well as their confidence in speaking. And then on Tuesday, July 8th, the public is invited to the Winter Show Event Center's South Exhibit Building to view those exhibits, as well as to attend a livestock, rabbit, and poultry show. And that afternoon, so that's Tuesday, July 8th, in the afternoon, we're going to judge household pets. That would be dogs and cats. And gosh, see, we even had a hedgehog 1 year. So during that time, the youth are going to explain what they know about the animal's breed, kind of the care routines, required vaccinations, and that type of thing. And then at 5 o'clock on Tuesday, we're going to host a 4-H dog show. And during that show, the kids are going to show off what they learned in their 10 weeks of training with their dogs. Dr. Jen Fisher is our teacher for that. She's our local vet, and it really is a crowd favorite. So everyone's welcome, and of course there's no charge to attend.
Sue, what about Wednesday, July 9th? You've got something new, a project showcase and the sponsor appreciation supper. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is super exciting. We're transforming our traditional premium sale into something more inclusive. So the project showcase will give every 4-H'er a chance to proudly display their favorite project in a parade format in front of their families and friends as well as 4-H supporters. And then after the showcase, we're going to host a sponsor appreciation supper to thank the businesses as well as individuals who support our youth.
So how can local businesses support 4-H financially?
Oh, we would love that. Donations can be dropped off or mailed to the Barnes County Extension Office. We're located on the second floor of the courthouse, and we would love to get those donations dropped off before July 1. Sponsorships start as low as $25, and all sponsors are invited to a free supper as well as the project showcase on Wednesday, July 9th at 5 o'clock. And again, it's held in the Winter Show Events Center, and it's really our way of saying thank you, and sponsor names will be featured on slideshows as well as a poster at the event.
Now, Sue, if somebody wants to donate, can they bring a check to your office or give you a call? This sounds like fun, an educational, rewarding week for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, we're on the second floor of the courthouse, or my number is 845-8528, and I hope everyone is going to mark their calendars and come out to support our 4-H youth on July 8th and 9th. It's really a great way to see firsthand how these young people are developing valuable skills and learning lessons in leadership, respect, and responsibility.
It's July 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's 4-H Achievement Days here in Valley City. Thank you so much, Sue, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Steve.
There's our Voice of the Valley for today.